Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. We've got a complete check of all your upcoming markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Folks, we're excited about the 2017 Tulsa Farm Show coming up the 7th, 8th, and 9th of December at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds in the heart of Tulsa. It's the largest indoor farm show in the state of Oklahoma. Over 400,000 square feet of exhibits and a lot more. It's a great end-of-the-year opportunity to view all the latest in agriculture and ranching equipment and goods and services. About 390 companies have signed up to be a part of the 2017 Tulsa Farm Show. Full line of displays including tractor, sprayer, tillage, harvest equipment, cattle management projects, and a lot more. Craig Cameron's going to be back with his horsemanship demonstrations twice daily, sponsored by WW Livestock Systems. Livestock equipment demos also twice daily, sponsored by Balin Country. The Tulsa Farm Show, 7th, 8th, and 9th of December at the River Spirit Expo in Tulsa. We hope to see you there.
Well, cattle futures are called steady to weaker on a poor technical picture. However, with the winter weather pushing into parts of the Midwest and demand in general very good, we don't expect futures to necessarily stay any weaker today. Hog futures are called mixed to weaker. Daily slaughter numbers are still too high, in our opinion, to suggest prices appreciate from current levels. Now, the cash cattle market activity remains undeveloped early here this week, with bids and asking prices really nowhere to be found here early on today. The focus remains on the wild market shift lower in futures trades, although the strong upward movement in beef values during early December could help put more market stability back into both cash and futures trade over the next couple of trading sessions. Now, the wheat futures, they were down a penny overnight on follow-through, a sluggish export inspections figure yesterday, and lack of new positive news will likely leave the market vulnerable to sideways or lower trade. Corn futures were unchanged overnight after yesterday's decline throughout the session, finishing near the low of the day. Corn contracts look to continue to take a backseat to some of the support from the dry conditions, helping beans at times. In outside markets, crude is off about 20 cents, and the dollar currently is steady. Now, soybean futures, they were unchanged overnight. Prices are well supported due to good demand and continued export sales. However, prices did sag late yesterday, and this could lead to follow-through selling today. Bean meal contracts, too, stalled overnight after settling Monday's session off the day's highs. We're going to check all your futures when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
On the cattle trade, December live cattle was down 85 cents, 116.37. February down 80 cents, 121.17. April down 62 cents, 122.40. January feeder cattle down 37 cents, 149.95. March down 27 cents, 147.75. April down 22 cents, 147.92. December hogs down 32 cents, 64.95. February up 95, 71.67. And the April up $1.74.45. Kansas City wheat, the March down 3.5 yesterday, 434. May down 2.75 at 447. Chicago wheat, March down 3.25, 435.25. May's down 3.5, 447.5. March corn down 5.25 at 353.5. And the May down 4.5 at 362. January soybeans up 4.25 at 998.5. March up 4.25 at 10.10¼. On the cotton futures, December down 4, 74.99. March down 7, 72.51. January crude down 31 at 57.16. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.